Well, guys, there are some very, very evil people in this world. Now, me, growing up in Texas, living in Texas now, we do have the death penalty. And when it comes to the death penalty, man, Texas is known for executing criminals. Huntsville, the death chamber, probably about good, I would say, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes from my house north of Houston. Yes, Texas, we don't play. Also, another state that has the death penalty, Florida. The great state of Florida also has the death penalty. Now, I am pro death penalty. No doubt about it, man. I mean, some people commit such heinous crimes. I believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I do. Some people should not be breathing on this earth, especially ones that actually murder their own children. Yes, that brings us to Florida, man, because this story right here, I didn't know about this in 2022, but this mother killed her children. She's still alive, man. And I'm referring to this lady as a cross-eyed psycho, because her eyes are definitely cross-eyed. And I don't believe that this woman should be living another day. What she did to her children was pure evil. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Just starts at $5 per month. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. Here we go, guys. Look at this here. Voodoo mom faces death penalty in Florida on charges of stabbing, killing 3-year-old daughter, forcing children to drink bleach. That, my friends, is pure evil. And this evil person's name is Joanne Zephyr, 38 years old. And that's a picture of her right there. You guys can actually see why I call her a cross-eyed psycho. That actually, I believe, is another picture of her as well, right there. Yeah. This woman looks crazy. But let's go ahead, guys, and read some of this here. It says here, Florida prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for a mother who had her young daughters drink bleach before strangling one of them to death. She is also accused of fatally stabbing her husband. Yes. Killed one of her kids and also stabbed her husband. Wow. Joanne Zephyr, 38, was indicted by a grand jury on charges of first-degree murder with a weapon, first-degree murder with a weapon, and attempted felony murder with a weapon. The first-degree murder charge is a capital felony offense that gives prosecutors the option to seek the death penalty. The state attorney general wrote the details in a Facebook post. And these details, man, are disturbing. But this is what the AG of Florida actually put out right here. State attorney, I should say. The Ninth Judicial Circuit State Attorney's Office has filed a notice of intent to seek the death penalty for Joanne Zephyr in the murder of her 3-year-old child. On May 8, 2022, so about 2 years ago, Osceola County Sheriff's deputies arrested Zephyr for stabbing her husband and hours later forcing her 2 children, ages 3 and 8, to drink bleach before strangling her 3-year-old child to death. The husband and 8-year-old were treated at the hospital and survived. Wait a minute, I thought they said that her husband actually died. I could have swore that's what they said up here. Let me make sure I got these details right here. Okay. Because I thought they said that she had actually stabbed her husband to death. I could have been wrong about that. I probably misread it. No, it says she's also accused of fatally stabbing her husband. They're saying that he died. Okay, we'll figure it out, guys. We'll figure it out. Says here, Zephyr became eligible for the death penalty after the county grand jury indicted the defendant on first-degree murder with a weapon in February, which is a capital felony. The defendant, who was also indicted on first-degree murder with a weapon and attempted felony murder with a weapon. Yeah. Zephyr is accused of making her two daughters, ages 8 and 3, drink bleach before strangling them. The 8-year-old survived, but the 3-year-old daughter died. Hours before the incident, she allegedly stabbed her husband, who also survived. So I believe that Post Millennial here had a mistake here, saying that the husband was fatally stabbed. He's alive. He's alive. Okay. The mother was found unconscious, along with her two children, in a car near a church in Ponacena County. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct. On Mother's Day in 2022. Court documents state that Zephyr told police she was under the influence of a voodoo spell that led her to harm her children. Wow. According to WFTV9, a few hours later, she called the family member and admitted to killing her 3-year-old daughter, telling them the 8-year-old would also die, and threatening to take her own life. The charge of a felony first-degree murder with a weapon makes her eligible for the death penalty. Yeah. This woman, in my opinion, man, should be going to the execution chamber. Yeah. This woman should be executed by the state. Now, we know it's probably going to take years, probably a couple of decades, maybe. But this woman, what she did, anybody that kills their own child, attempted to kill the other one, attempted to kill a husband. Yeah. The 3-year-old died, was murdered. Now, she got to fry, man. She has to fry. And she's making an excuse that she was under a voodoo spell. Who cast the spell? I mean, I don't believe in voodoo at all. I don't believe in that garbage. What she did was just pure evil, man. No other way to put it. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.